Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's been 2 weeks, so I'm ready to get my Real Housewives of Atlanta fix with NeNe Leakes. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. In this world that I like more than checks.
Money. What I really want to see is the money. We get money. That's the theme of this year. We get lots of it. We're putting it out of the universe.
Yes.
Jobs and money. Jobs and money. Jobs and money.
Hello. Not the Lee and remix.
Welcome to the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. I am your host, Hollywood Leon, for AfterBuzz TV. It's been 2 weeks. It's been a long time. And I've missed you guys. It's been lonely. I've been through a lot. I've been sick. I've been carless. But I'm here. I'm back. And I'm bigger than ever physically because I've been eating a lot over the holidays. But I have my girls here to support the love and get it going with you guys because we have 3 episodes to cover. So make sure to stay tuned till the end. We have a fully loaded news and gossip, tweets. We got it all. Girls, take it away. We switched up the panel, the seats.
Yes, we did. What's up, party people? I am Erica Edwards.
And what up, y'all? It's your girl, Drew Jones.
And I'm Miss Conversation Piece.
Ooh, I like it. We're bringing the energy tonight. It's 2019. It's the first show of the year. And we are happy to be here with you guys. So,
yay! Hey, let's go. And that engineer. Woo.
Yeah, shout out to all the guys and girls that help us put this thing together for us. Let's break it down. We have a lot to cover. Marlo came for Shamari. Awful voice. Bitch your mama. Portia did tell NeNe she was maybe pregnant with that fake Kenny. NeNe came for Tanya talking about ignorance and I own stores. Ronnie has no brows. Browless Ronnie. Portia's had morning sickness, which is just gas. Girl, you just got gas. We all get a little gas from time to time. Squeeze it out. Squeeze that stomach. Get that gas out. We'll be doing a little poll in a minute. Do you fart in front of your man?
And if you don't, do you let your man put his finger in your booty? We just asked.
It does help relieve. We've seen it on Whitney's reality show, Rest in Peace.
Ew.
Noelle had a full-on breakdown about going away to college, and we're still talking about the Lemon Gate. We put that to rest. Hopefully they're best friends again. Everyone's a lemon these days, so let's get to it. The Wrong Road, that's what this episode's called. That was a little recap of the last 2 episodes. What did you guys think of the episodes during the break?
Candy?
Exactly. Yeah. We ready to go to number 10. So let's open up.
Let's go.
We open up with everybody fighting. The factory. I'm no victim. You're fake. Bitch this, bitch that. And then we're all confused. We're like wondering if we missed something. And it says 1 week earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Todd's birthday, Michael Jordan theme. Would you go to a Michael themed Jordan birthday party?
I would. I think it would be fun to do anything 90s. I think that was when we were living it up. And I mean, we were just babies. I mean, telling our age.
Babies
and
pacifiers. Babies.
All right, I will make this point about the episodes before this because honestly, they were a snooze fest. But the one thing I found interesting with Mama Joyce calling Todd a lemon is it's kind of ironic because. Like, has Mama Joyce ever had a job? I feel like you've been living off of candy yourself.
So but that's her mama. She birthed her.
I get it. But she's a little bit too deep in Candy's pockets, I feel, to be throwing that much shade at
Not
Todd.
Necessarily. She has Old Lady Gang, and I think she works there.
She doesn't work at Old Lady Gang.
She doesn't?
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. She could. I mean, that was part of the issue. She's out there living her best life.
Mm-hmm. She's on vacation.
On Candy's paycheck.
Back-to-back vacations.
So the aunt that just passed away... she worked there, right?
No, so it's
none
just,
of them work there.
No, it's just their image that we're taking and we're branding it, but maybe, they don't actually work in the restaurant.
And maybe some recipes.
Maybe, yeah, that's questionable as well.
That's questionable because we've heard about the food. So maybe some recipes. But I mean that. I love you guys. I'm sure it's great.
If they opened up multiple. Like locations, then it can't be that bad. That's how I feel.
No,
like.
I've heard the food is really good, actually.
I've heard mixed reviews, to be honest, but I mean, I'm not downing the restaurant because I've never been and I support black businesses everywhere, so I don't have a problem with it, but I do have a problem with her calling Todd a lemon, and you know for a fact that you ain't had a job in, I don't know, 40, 50 years, so that's
well, I know that she raised Candy, and Candy's a very successful woman, so I don't see a problem with her taking care of her mom.
Drew?
No comment on that.
Drew's a little under the weather. So the factory's together, so you know the shade is going to come out when the factory's together. It all comes out. Don Juan is the ringleader up in there. And they're just recapping. Porsche's eating hot dogs, and she's doing her own version of recapping. Supposedly, Jamie was circling her. There was a kiss on the cheek. Dennis said he did the Matrix. That wasn't in Candy's conversation. But, you know, allegedly Portia chest bumped her. They were trying to get away from Portia. Portia followed her. Portia did say, like, when I went over there to see what was up, then they walked away. So I was like, oh, now you're going to walk away? So I was like, no, don't walk away. So there is something consistent in both stories, and that is that Portia did follow behind her. I feel like that was the critical mistake because now they have something to hold against you. Like, you... I don't know. Portia wasn't drinking, so it's like it's much easier to take the high road when you're sober. We will get to the nitty-gritty on that because they skim it in the beginning just to give us that tease, but we will get into it. There's lots of different opinions on this panel. Trust me on that. But the one thing that did happen, she did get kicked out by security. What do we think about this? The proof is in the pudding, and Portia does have a little bit of a track record. Without going too deep, what do we think about this? Because Todd said something that was interesting. Open bar.
Well, I think that, you know, even though Candy can't control everyone and all of her employees or whatever, she could have called the girl. I mean, that's my issue with it more than anything.
It's totally.
Like, whoever decided to kick Candy out, maybe, you know, Portia couldn't get in touch with Candy and security, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I get how things happen, especially if it's a big, huge party. But you can't call her and be like, is everything okay the next day? That seems trifling.
I think that, sure, Portia has a history, but so does Jamie, and we've known Jamie to be petty, and so I'm not surprised that this happened at all, and I think it is silly to put all the blame on Portia, so I am team Portia.
But have we seen, we actually haven't seen Jamie be messy, because that wasn't on camera. We saw Portia running down the alley towards Jamie.
Yeah, but during the explanation of that, it sounded like Jamie was being messy, and I think we haven't seen Portia act out in that way in a long time. And I think if we've seen her grow as a person, we should allow her to continue to grow as a person.
I understand what you're saying.
Didn't we see it last week? Last season when she and Marlo got into it, weren't they fighting then? So it hasn't been that long.
They get in a physical altercation.
But it was close. It was going to be.
No, that's not fair. Because it's one thing for me to argue with
Portia.
Yeah, Marlo was sitting next to Portia.
But it's one thing for me to argue with you. It's another thing for me to beat your ass.
I can see what Drew is saying. She's saying it's really easy to go back and just blame Portia and make her the aggressor. I understand what you're saying, but I think Portia did kind of tell herself, like Candy said. She did say, like, I went over there and they walked away, and I'm like, no, don't walk away. Like, that doesn't sound like you're
like you were cool. Chilling.
Like and, you're cool. Right. That sounds like you're like, oh, no, you starting came to start stuff. Some.
Yes.
I'm going to jump in. Which I'm not saying, like, they didn't start anything. I'm sure it was messy. They were probably drinking and trying to fire her up. What they didn't know is that she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. What they didn't know is that she was sober. So,
but Portia knew she was pregnant.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. Like, the outcome could have been differently. But we'll get into it. It's just the beginning. But the one thing that is really interesting, Candy's like, I just didn't want it to be a big deal and end up on the blogs. Girl, it ended up on the blogs. So the right. act, that act was yeah. not believable.
But did Candy send it to the blogs or was someone in the party? Like,
Candy okay, never if, does her own dirty work.
But no, I'm saying if ever. We're at the party, we're journalists, and we see Candy and Portia get into a fight, we're going to report it.
Exactly. It's not fair to be like, Candy did it when there was a million people at that party.
No, for sure. But I also know.
And everybody knows their castmates, and it's going to be right. out.
Yeah, for sure. But also, as journalists, you know that you don't want to burn certain bridges. And if you're getting invited to one person's party, you're not going to report where it looks at them negatively. You're going to report it where it still kind of favors them, because you don't want to burn that bridge.
Yeah, but you can't control what everybody writes, and everybody did write the same thing. That Portia did go after that girl. One thing that we are missing is, where are the texts? Supposedly, all these texts that Dennis has sent, the one thing that I will say is, in the preview, Portia does say, you didn't cut communication off. So maybe there's truth here. I know we're all trying to be Team Portia, but sometimes, like, the proof is in the pudding. I know it's really easy to go back and blame her, but I do feel like Portia, I mean, we saw it tonight with Candy. She did go from 0 to 100, and she noticed when she came in, Candy was already fired up. So, once again, you're not drinking either. So, I feel like it's really easy to get fired up when you're drunk. Mm-hmm. But when you're sober, I feel like it's easier to be like, I'm not even getting into this mess.
Mm-hmm. You're okay, fired but wait a up. Second. When she walked in, Candy looked at her like she was stone cold crazy. Candy looked at her like, I mean,
no, because she walked right by her and spoke to everybody in the room.
Even before she walked by her, she looked at her crazy, and I was like, yes, Portia, walk by her, because she's looking at you, because she was talking about her.
Exactly.
Portia heard her.
I didn't expect them to hug and kiss.
Well, no. Candy was looking at her crazy. Candy was already on, like, 85 to begin with, off the top. Candy was already hyped.
I didn't see. Y'all think everybody's hyped. I didn't see that. I didn't see Candy being hyped. I
saw her. Like, y'all think everyone's hyped.
Right. That's why I'm saying. I didn't see Candy being hyped. I saw her explaining what her
Nene Leakes is scared of you. You hyped.
Thank you.
Exactly. Okay, let's rewind it. I didn't see her being hyped.
We're actually going to forward it, because it's at the end of the episode. We're going to keep going. Mike Hill is sleeping over, and apparently he's horny. And Mal is hilarious, because she's like, he has to ask you a question. What if he breaks up with you? Like, calm down. Don't put all your lemons in the basket. Like, you don't know what he's going to ask you.
Mal, stop being a Debbie Downer.
Who gets off the phone first? Who gets off the phone first? I love that, because that does say something. I used to, when we know when the relationship was all about the phone, and the phone was the whole life. We would analyze little things like that. Like, oh, he got off the phone right away. We didn't fall asleep on the phone like we usually do.
This is Mallory and her hater juice. Stop it.
Mal looking good, though. So shout out to looking good.
Yeah, she's so, looking great.
Peter Thomas is in the house. And he came back to check in on the Leakes family. And Nene used to like Peter. Because I want to keep it 100 right now. I am the Bravo historian here, as everybody knows, and I remember everything. I want to bring this up. Remember when Nene was like, oh, yeah, that dark chocolate Peter, you better get some of that. He's fine. I remember that. And then Peter started getting into the business, so she was like, You know, and then when they kind of accused her of liking it, she's like, I do not like him. I'm just saying he's good for my friend. So we can't actually tell Nene that, you know, remember when you used to like him. But I saw it tonight again. She brought him over the drink and said, I put 2 limes in it for you, baby. She was just really happy. They cool and shit.
I loved it. I loved it. It was kind of like a nice flashback, and Peter was acting totally cool, so I was totally there for it. I love that scene.
I have a love hate for Peter, just because he's just like the truest form of a Jamaican man. And if there's one thing you need to know about my people, or about our men at least, is that they are handsome as hell, but the second they open their mouth, you're like, please shut up forever. And that's Peter.
I don't really like Peter's Jamaicanness has only came through a couple times. I actually forgot he was Jamaican until you mentioned it
and
again.
And barely in Jamaica. Oh,
no. Yeah, because right. That accent doesn't come out.
It comes out when he's mad, about to fight or something. I like
it. And he wants to prove he's Jamaican, because I don't really hear it all the time.
Yeah, he controls it for sure.
It was nice to see them all together.
Do we think that because Nene is super friends with Cynthia, that she should still be friends with Peter?
I think it just depends on how you go about it. Like, if you're secretly friends with him and you're icing her out, then I think she's going to feel a certain way.
Right.
But I feel like she's been so public and pretty loyal to both that I don't think it's created an issue. Obviously, we're going to keep it in the Bravo family, so I will mention very quickly that this is kind of happening on The Real Housewives of Orange County. You know, Kelly is divorcing Michael, and Vicky's hanging out with Michael. It's created this huge tension, huge fight. They don't speak anymore. They're accusing each other of cocaine and all sorts of fighting. Mm. But it all stemmed from you hanging out with my ex. So Convo does have a good point, and I just want to squash it right here. It doesn't seem like there's any type of that animosity in the air. And I feel like Cynthia and Nene are so good again. You know, and I feel like NeNe is just good again. Like, we've all been through those dark seasons with NeNe where we're just like, oh, it's just too much. But when she's good, she's good. And I feel like she's back. It's good to see those pearly white teeth. It's good to see her laugh and scream and screech and make all these noises. What do we think about what's happening with Greg? He's going back to the hospital, and NeNe's given, you know, support. But it's hard. It gets hard.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's a struggle for them, but they seem to, at least in this part of the episode, in this part of the season, they seem to be kind of pulling through it. So I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't want that situation upon anybody, but it's kind of nice to see something like that on a show like this, just because it's not always, you know, cattiness and drama. There is some reality to it, and it kind of makes you take a step back and look at life in general. So it was nice to see them work through all of that.
I think it's more like, for better or for worse, you have to have that in your mind. When you're married, you have to be able to take care of your significant other. And I think that they're doing a great job of, you know, sticking together. Even, you know, the little mishap they had when Greg was being grouchy and all that stuff is like...
And I feel like that's going to come out now. Yeah. That's going to come out maybe like next episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really interesting to see Greg there with Peter and it just all being like normal again. And let me just say, NeNe was giving Peter all the tea. You know that Noelle had a breakdown.
Mm.
You know that my girl is in a relationship and it's real.
Mm. Oh, you know what I was going to say too? I know, that's so funny. What I was going to say earlier about Peter and the difference between Peter and Vicky and Orange, Real Housewives of Orange County, is that Peter's in Charlotte. So it's like, what's the big deal if he comes into town and drops by? He's leaving tomorrow. So
yeah, it's
not
fine.
Like he's coming and they're going on double dates and doing all this other drama
exactly
that's happening in some of the other Housewives series. So I do feel like since he's long distance, you can kind of be like, oh, okay, you know, and he came to Todd's birthday party. So I feel like he has a little bit of interaction, but because he's long distance, it's not as, you know, it's not like right in her face.
They also kind of had like a clean divorce. Like, it wasn't the messiest or like, I don't know. I feel like there's respect on, yeah, there's respect on both ends of it. So it's kind of different.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I agree with that as well.
That's good. Well, let's just say hi to you guys in the chat. I finally pulled it up and I see that some of you guys are Team Portia.
Candy's right.
No, they're saying Candy's team did this. Candy, you ain't fooling anybody. Well, let's keep it going because Mike Hill, it's real, baby. He wants to ask Cynthia a little question. He's bringing up that they're doing it on the counter. They're kissing each other deeply. Y'all making me sick. Y'all are too in love. I love it. I think it's so cute. But they're at that stage where everybody's like, can y'all stop tonguing right now? We're at brunch.
It just feels like I'm, like, walking in on, like, my parents, you know? Like, it just feels uncomfortable.
I feel like Cynthia's putting her boundaries up. She's like, dude, just go over there, chill for a second. You just got here. You're, like, getting naked already. Like, I don't know. He's super horny.
He's not even smooth with it. He's like, can you get
no,
naked?
No, but I like it. I like it. I like when a guy's like that. I like when he's like, take off your clothes and cook for me naked.
But
like,
there was
I want to go upstairs. I'm like, yes. Okay.
Be aggressive. Yes.
Okay.
He didn't even say that with his chest, though. He said it all nice. He should have, like, barked it at
I think Cynthia should have been
a camera crew
in
there.
A teddy when he showed up. Like, open the door with her teddy on, looking all fabulous.
Her model.
A teddy. You know, those little...
That's not what that's like. Yeah.
I feel like no one should ever eat on that counter again.
Right?
I know that.
I know. I see like, you guys are still talking about Candy and Portia in the chat. We will go over this at the end. We're not done with this. Obviously, we're still going to talk about this, but we're just skimming through some... We have some other stuff to talk about, too.
Okay, but I think maybe their point is that Michael and Cynthia are boring as heck, and you guys are right. I mean, not saying that you all said that,
what?
But...
I don't think they're boring.
They are.
They are. I think the whole, oh, I have to ask you something. Let's like try to make
that was so corny and lame.
Somewhere.
It was lame.
Like, will you be my lady? I thought she already was your lady. Like, why are we doing
I would have been like, all right, since we just made it exclusive, what have you been doing for the last couple months?
Like, exactly.
Because I thought we was already exclusive. That was very anticlimactic. I completely agree with her.
Well, you guys, that's a classic case of you can't assume that you're in a relationship just because you're FaceTiming every 2 hours.
Okay.
Hello.
You gotta like really be transparent and be like, Are you going to only do it to me? Thank you.
I think that's a classic case of, let's think of something to do this episode. I know that Mike and Cynthia aren't like,
they're not like T.I. and Tiny or something. Yeah. I don't know. They're not like, I know, but you know what? The fact that they're like super physical and so affectionate, I'm rooting for them. So I'm rooting for them, but this is the thing.
Yeah.
Should they do it on the counter to make it more exciting?
Yes.
On camera?
That's why I said she showed up at the door with her teddy on, but you cannot expect them to be ready to be married at this point. They're FaceTiming their whole relationship. They're not even in the same city. They're not ready for
marriage.
I never thought they were married.
I'm saying Cynthia was. She was expecting it.
That's my point. I don't really think she was either. Some of that I feel like was for us, the camera people watching, and I don't think she really thought that either, to be honest.
Well, we're at Tanya's house, and they can't decide.
It's Tanya, isn't it? It's some kind of weird pronunciation.
It is Tanya. Canadian Tanya.
Shout out to Canada.
Eva is kind of right, though. You can't just apologize and be like, I'm sorry, girl, because these girls are not going to have it. So I feel like, you know, Eva may be coming around. She's like, I need to kind of fix this. I did kind of screw up. I should have invited Nene, but it wasn't that deep. I didn't really mean to hurt everyone's feelings. So I'm just going to do a last hurrah and invite everyone. So let's spin the globe. Where do we want to go? They went through all these options that were not good options.
Russia.
North Korea. Like, no,
North
girl.
North Korea would have been good, though.
I don't know. Somebody would have got left in North Korea.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just happy they picked Japan because I'm super jealous. I've always wanted to go to Japan. Konnichiwa. I love it. I think it's going to be so fantastic. So maybe we'll do konnichiwa. Bitches as the song for that intro. But this is what they're talking about. They're gonna go to Japan. And let's see. Shomari is struggling with being a mom and being someone that used to be a pop star and someone that used to be a touring singer. She's having the struggles with seeing her husband go on the road again, you know? I think he's had his little second chance with this, like, everyone's kind of getting back together. All shows are coming back. We're remaking everything.
Right.
Because, like, we don't have any more original ideas, apparently. So the industry needs to just come over here because we got some brand new ideas over here. But that really is, like, the theme these days. Like, we're remaking everything. We're going back to the original. Like, the 90s is the best. We can't come up with anything new these days. So it's like all the 90s groups that were hot, they're touring again. So here's what I'm thinking.
Lord knows she wants to wear them white jeans again.
Yeah, like this is what
I'm... bustier.
Why aren't we adding black to this huge candy freaking new edition Mario B2K? Like, can't we just do a 10-act group tour and let's get it popping?
Thank you. SWV, bring all those people back.
Bring everybody back. Yeah, B2K is tripping, trying to charge $600 for some tickets.
That's how much they are?
And I'm not going. Canceled.
I'm not going. Wait, talk about B2K. I'm not paying your child support. I just
Hello.
Want to see your
Yeah, comment. Exactly.
Wait,
and
for
the
real?
90s are the best, but I'm just saying, though, like, this is the theme, so I don't see why Shomari... It doesn't seem so far-fetched, girl. So just wait a second. You back on TV. Give us a season or two, and then, girl, you'll be touring in no time.
But
don't
I don't think Black
it.
Was that big. Seriously.
They weren't that big, but... It's enough for her to come back if she's on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
She could open for her husband, New Edition group.
She could open for Candy, to be honest.
But is Candy allowing her to do that? I would say her husband would do it before Candy would.
She could open up for everybody at Essence Festival.
I mean, if we're 100, not that Candy was always amazing or whatever, but Candy used Housewives to get
exactly
to escape back because in their forefront. And Shomari
wasn't that big either.
I wasn't crazy about Escape, but I did love You're My Little Secret, don't get me wrong. And I loved Candy's Don't Think I'm Not, but that's pretty much about pretty much it.
But they were big. They did make some milestones. They won some Grammys. They wrote for Grammy winners.
Totally. And this is the reason that everything is back again. And this is why New Edition and all these other people have had a second chance. So this is what I'm saying. Like, Shomari, girl, your time is coming. Even though, you know, some people might not think you were that big. I really like Black. I was really into girl groups then. I was so into 702 because I'm from Vegas. I was so into Black. Right. I loved when she paired up with the guy from NSYNC.
Bring It All to Me.
You know what? I think Black was even bigger than Escape. I'm going to say that. Mm-mm. So let's move on. Let's see. They are still working on a couples project. Well, I think they need to just axe that.
Oh, kill that. That
is not going to work, honey. That is not going to work.
That was horrible. But, I mean, I do feel like you can use... I mean, that's the point of being on Housewives is to promote your own projects. So, go for it. You know, but yeah. Oh. Them together is horrible.
Ty Johnson's getting mad in the chat. He said, Escape was the shit. Don't even
try it. Hello, let's go. I'm just saying they had way more albums.
I did not back
that statement.
The lies.
That was all Leon, honey.
They are blowing up in the chat.
I know. Okay.
Escape versus Black.
Are you all saying we need another sing-off?
Another group off.
Please, no. Exactly. Not another
sing-off. But what I do know is that we have Portia's, and Portia's like, you know what? I need to invite everybody over. First, let me take a bite of this pizza. She is getting down, and I love the shade that Nene is going to throw about her getting big, and Marlo's getting big, and she talking about Eva getting big. Everyone's getting big. I'm getting big. Y'all getting big?
That's that happy way.
I mean, what about it?
Drew lost 5 pounds. She's sick.
A little bit thicker. Yeah, I'm saying because I literally can't eat.
Yeah.
Girl, you need to get with it and get back to healthy. So you can get back to the grind.
Get back, honey.
Yes. Get back to the grind.
I can't wait.
People that waiting for you. So we had Portia, and she's giving us the recap. She's Frego, but that hasn't came out yet. It's still a secret.
It's still a secret.
Yeah, so it was really nice.
But it was how when she announced it and Nene was acting all surprised, like, girl, you knew.
And Shamia knew too. So the only one that didn't know was Cynthia. Shamia's like, I've been dying. Shamia's like, I'm dying to hold it in. And at least Nene didn't throw it in on top of it to make Cynthia feel a certain way. But they're all over there. They're eating and they're giving us the recap. And, you know, so Portia's giving us her story, you know, and she's saying that, you know, the new Carmen. And she's like, I texted and said, you know, your friend. And then Candy was like, she said that heifer or that whore Jamie or whatever. So there's definitely some inconsistencies, as there's going to be. There's two sides to every story. But Portia is taking it all the way there, baby, telling all the girls, let's see how this works out. We are happy about the baby. Everyone's happy about the baby. Nene's happy about the baby. The news is out. But girl, yeah, you did just fight. So let's rewind. You're fighting and you're pregnant. Cynthia did have a good point.
Right.
Something isn't adding up. So maybe...
Anger management is not working.
Don't get mad, Drew. But maybe it just slipped that she was pregnant and was like... She saw red for a minute. I don't know.
You know, girls get jealous about their man. That's what it was, period, point blank.
That's true, but I'm with
they
Drew
picked a fight, though.
One.
They did pick a fight.
If you're dating a guy, he doesn't close off the relationship. He shows up with another female, and they show up at a party. But you're going
to
walk over,
I want to clear something up. I want to know this from the panel. I want a clear answer from everyone. And everyone in the chat, chime in. Do you guys really think, though, that Candy gave out an executive order to get Portia kicked out?
No.
But I think that Candy's distaste for Portia and her lack of, like, really wanting to fix the situation gave her team the...
Totally. I agree with that. But, they can't control how you act. So if they say, watch, she's going to go off. And then you go off, like...
Yes. Okay, I think saying, why are you walking away, is different. I'm not convinced she walked behind the girl, because to me, she knows.
Portia said she walked away, and I was like,
saying, why are you walking away is different than walking behind somebody and chest bumping.
I never said anything about the chest bump. I don't believe the chest bump.
That's why I need Erica back over here.
I know, right? I don't feel like she chased the girl either. She might have been like, why are you walking away? I'll give her that. But I don't feel like she, because I do feel like knowing that you're pregnant, you know that girl could turn around and fight you.
No,
I think she did because if the girl
walked up and kissed Dennis on the cheek, she saw red. She was like,
this is what I have to say.
It could have gone either way. It really could have.
No, because this is it. If you're feeling bold enough to walk up and get all touchy-feely with my man in front of me. And then when I decide to come up and just be like, hi, and you walk away, I'm gonna be like, no, what's good? Because you felt bold enough to try to do that in front of me.
Right.
No, so what's
and that's up? What Portia did.
I wouldn't.
But I'd there's a like, difference mm-hmm. between, like, what? Where are you going? Where are you going? And being like, no, what's good?
No, I know. I'm sure, right. I'm sure you could have done that, and maybe that's what Portia did. And they used that and used those exact facts, but just amped them up. She was like, what's good? What's good? She came up behind me and was like, what's good? And Portia's yeah. like, I did say what's good, but I didn't say it like that. I was just like, what's good?
Because my whole thing is because we know that Candy doesn't like Portia. Her team,
Candy's team has never liked Portia, especially Don Juan.
Exactly. And Candy's team, Candy never reels them in and is like, y'all are my employees. Remember that. She lets them think that they can go around and treat anybody any type of way. And so then they go off and run wild.
First and foremost, Candy holds business meetings where they dog Portia.
Exactly.
And they don't even talk about business. I totally agree with that. And then was it last season or season before where Portia's like fighting people? Like, this has always been an ongoing thing with Candy's team for multiple seasons.
Yeah.
So I totally feel like they're out of pocket and Candy's never going to rein them in because that's like what they do at their meetings.
Well,
so.
Stay tuned because we do have tweets. Y'all's opinions on the internet about this situation that we'll be reading on live. So if you guys want to contribute and you want your tweet on the show, make sure to tweet us at Hollywood Lee and AfterBuzz TV. We will feature your tweets on the show. And make sure to subscribe to one or two of our channels because we provide so much sci-fi scripted shows. We're covering the Golden Globes now. We're doing Real Housewives of Atlanta. She does Ray Donovan. Drew does... What do you do, Drew?
All the comic book shows, honey.
Exactly.
So. And Love and Hip Hop.
So all those nerds yes. hit her up. So yeah, honestly, subscribe to the channel, one or two, and we will shout you out on the show. Thank you for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you guys.
You guys, look, I know that everyone, I understand that we're rooting for Portia, and I totally am too. I do think that Candy's team doesn't like Portia. I totally think this was a setup. I do believe Portia reacted, though. Maybe not to the extent that everyone is saying.
Yeah.
But I do believe that there was an A and B situation because C happened. You know what I mean? But I don't believe everything that I'm reading. I'm not picking sides because I really don't know. There's no footage. I really wish there was some footage. You know what I mean? So maybe the upcoming episodes will shed some new light with these text messages. I'm not sure what's happening about it. But you guys, it went from 0 to 100. Let's talk about real quickly about this fight at Tanya's house. And then we'll talk about whose outfit was the best. And then we'll wrap up. Portia unfollowed Candy, deleted all the pics. Nene was scared of Candy because Candy was like, no, let me tell you, she's the aggressor.
How can they be scared of Candy when Portia is the one that turns up? Like, when soon as Portia came in.
Candy has gotten crunk before.
Thank you. When Candy gets crunk, she goes hard.
She gets loud, but I don't see scary when I see her get loud. I fear her being passionate about what her side or her thought is.
Candy can get crunk. Let's not forget, I will drag you up in this bitch.
I just think it's unfair to say, and maybe I'm just super team Portia, I don't know, and I also don't care, but I just think it's unfair to say that Portia is being an aggressor or whatever. If you're coming at me crazy, I have every right to defend myself, and that's what Portia was doing.
My issue with it, first and foremost, is Candy wasn't there, so she can't speak on it at all.
Exactly.
Because she was not there. She just heard what her team said, what the boss said.
Exactly. And that's what she was saying. She never said, I was there. She said, this is what I was told.
She said all the time, oh, Portia was the aggressor, like it was fact. You don't know because you weren't there. So, to me, all that other stuff is irrelevant. Two, you could have called the girl regardless. And for you to assume that whatever you heard or whatever you read in the blog was true and not take the time to call your guest is an issue.
Y'all in the chat are going crazy.
Oh, they're getting aggressive.
Well, Tia's like, Ty Johnson's like, Candy doesn't have time to set up anybody. And Tia's like, she has time to talk about her on TV.
That's her whole storyline, honey.
Oh, guys, it's really on. And I love it. Keep talking about it. Keep giving us a thumbs up.
Team Candy.
Like,
no,
comment, subscribe.
No.
Okay, you guys, honestly, like, it's going to keep coming out. I really wish there was some footage. Why weren't they filming at this Michael Johnson party? We love a themed party.
Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
Wait, what did I say?
You said Johnson.
Michael Johnson?
I don't even know who Michael
Or Michael Jackson.
You said Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Oh, man, I am everywhere. No. What I'm saying, though, is, like, how did Bravo, like, how can y'all skip out on this? Everybody knows it always goes down at a party, so shame on you, Bravo. Let's talk about news and gossip, because we have a lot of good stuff coming up.
Breaking news.
So, let's talk about the Real Housewives of Atlanta children, and let me just tell you, Riley is looking snatched. She's super skinny, and she is motivating other children to get skinny with her. Oh, this is
nice.
Her.
Look at her looking come like on, mama. Riley.
She looks just like Candy.
I thought that was Candy when it was smaller.
I know.
She looks beautiful. She looks
looking all fabulous. Why are kids
and
looking so grown these days?
Sweats. Sweat-a-celebrity. Celebrity and sweat put together. I like it.
Nice.
How old does she look right here?
She looks like she's like 25, but she's not. She is not 25.
Yeah, but that photo's also touched up. But she looks amazing.
The point is, yeah, she looks amazing. Yes. And she's motivating other kids to lose weight, which is fantastic. And we love that. Let's move on to the next thing. Portia reveals she was hospitalized after Todd's party. Here's the thing. There are some of you guys that are saying that she has changed her story a couple times. And I'm starting to see it now because she said nothing about, like, the pain thing and the hospital thing the very first time she brought it up.
Right.
Then when she invited everybody over, she was like, I had pain the next day. And I don't know if she said that because she wanted to reveal everyone I was pregnant. It was a good setup.
Right.
But now in the blogs, we're seeing this, that she was hospitalized because she had pains the next day from being thrown out. Which one is it? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, if she was trying to hide the whole pregnancy thing, I would understand her hiding the whole hospitalization thing because she'd have to explain why she was going to the hospital.
Drew is really ride or die for Portia.
I'm just saying, who put their hands on her?
Nobody put their hands on her, so how does she have pain?
You can get pain from
stress.
Yeah, you can have pain from stress when you're pregnant.
Oh, but okay. I was kind of confused, because when she said I had pain, I did think with Leanne that she was just like trying to set up, oh, I'm pregnant. Like, I didn't really think she really had pain until you.
But also, someone who experienced a miscarriage, it's understandable that she would go to the hospital if she felt something like that out of concern.
Yeah.
Well, but she didn't go to the hospital when she had gas. Now, keep in mind, I've had gas before. No, seriously, I've had gas and it can be painful. I had swallowed some gum and it trapped some gas, and then I went to the hospital and it was. No, I'm serious. It can be very painful.
I think she knew what that was.
Okay, moving on from the farts. As you all know, I am always team Phaedra, and Phaedra has confirmed that she found a new boo. She's dating a Chicago radio host, Tony Capone. Mm-hmm. He's also team light skin, so obviously she likes a yellow brother, but there's nothing wrong with that. We're not colorist here. We love everyone, and he's a cutie, and he's from Chicago, so shout out to Phaedra and her new love, and girl, please come back to the Housewives. We need you.
You know what, guys? Something that I didn't put into the news and gossip, but I did see, it's worth mentioning, I did see something on Phaedra's Instagram about coming back to get my peach. I don't know if it's like a song or a podcast. Right. Fill me in, y'all, in the live chat if you know what I'm talking about. Phaedra is
bring
talking
back
of,
Phaedra. Yes, Nick.
I think she's gonna get her peach.
She is gonna get her back too.
It's boring as hell without her.
It really is.
I mean, and she can snatch Shamari's peach and Tanya's for sure.
Okay, Kenya or Phaedra?
No. Let's get into our tweets because honestly, it's about what you guys just brought up, and it's good. Tweet me, Hollywood Leon. I just made
shameless
that up.
Plug.
I just made that up. You guys also, oh my God, I'm dying. Lindsay Lohan's going to be on Watch What Happens Live.
Really?
Yes!
I haven't seen her in ages.
She's going to be on Watch What Happens Live with Danielle Staub.
Is she going to have her fake little accent?
Oh my God. All I know is Lindsay's Beach Club. I will be watching. Look out for that. You know what? I need to get on that panel. Oh, great!
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God. I love it. It's going to be a mess. I love Lindsay Lohan. I can't wait to see that. Danielle Staub, shout out. Let's do our tweets. Oh, my God, you guys. So this is the first tweet. Drew's not going to like this. I can't read the name. It's a little too far. Can we zoom in a little bit just so I can get the name and scroll up a little bit?
Ooh, who is it?
It's at Shatoya B. And she says, I believe Portia and Dennis's version of
the
story.
I'm sorry, Shatoya, nah.
And she's drinking a bottled water with something good in it.
With a straw.
Basically saying, the tea, I believe Portia's version. So there is some Portia people out there. Let's go to the next Portia. One. Duke, one of my favorites from Twitter, Duke, the Duke of Shade. He says, Tanya got a confessional before Marlo this season. I die. And you guys, it's totally true. Tanya, she's been on like, what, 3 times? She already has a freaking confessional. And she looks good in it.
This is the deal. Marlo has no husband. Tanya has a fiance. So she got
it is Real Housewives.
She got clients.
But, you know, we've talked about this before. Marlo, I don't know what the deal is. She's had plenty of shots. She's brought the drama plenty of times. Last season, if she was going to get a peach, it would have been last season. She just brought it so hard.
I actually heard...
she's a liability?
From another podcast that I was doing today. That's, you know.
Hi, Grant.
Hi, Grant. Shout out to Grant's Rants, he's also an After Buzzer. But Grant was saying that he heard that I think Marlo and Todd or somebody, that they had some sort of spin-off Marlo show that they were shopping to WeTV, I believe. And so... At the time, that there was some conflict at the time contracts were being signed.
She wanted too much money. I heard that. She was demanding too much money. And
I heard that Marlo was a mess. And they were like, we're not working with her. If she is acting like this before we even shoot,
right?
Yeah. How is she going to act like when we shoot?
Although,
Marlo needs to relax. Let's move on to this tweet because it's to Marlo and we could keep talking about it.
Yeah.
It's from Ms. Daily 326. And she says, fashion is not Marlo's thing. Labels are her thing. There's a difference.
I don't believe that.
Hashtag RHOA. I don't know.
I think Tanya, they're getting her confused with Marlo because I feel like Marlo is very fashionable. She looks nice.
I know, but there is a difference between being fashionable and then like going around and attacking everyone else's style. It's like, calm down.
But I think actually...
You're not Joan Rivers.
That's true for both her and Tanya or whatever. Like, I feel like they're both concerned with the name on a label and not with really how they look. Their outfits are fine. Like, they're cute for Gucci or whatever. But I do feel like they're both concerned more with labels than actually fashion forward.
I did like Tanya's outfit the most at this little gathering when Portia and Candy were going off. I liked that little jumpsuit. It was cute.
Yes.
If you can't shop at any store, like besides Gucci and Louis and all these things, and find something cute, then you're not fashionable. Style is not about how much money you can spend. It's about... pulling something together, like she said, high lows, and even Nene got mad at the low comment. So it's like
that was shady, though. That was shady,
and I didn't appreciate her acting like she didn't know it was shade. Like, just own it.
I know, but Nene should have just shut it down right there and said, "Girl, that is wrong. Don't be trying to be shady."
Because if you're paying for sunglasses that are Gucci and they're $1,500, and then you can go to Swag Boutique and buy some glasses that are $120, that is low. So what is the shade?
But if you, my girl, I'm not gonna dog on national TV.
I totally get what Tanya was saying. I totally get it. But if that is your friend. Who is bringing you on the show?
She got you your peach or whatever.
I would not be throwing that kind of shade.
Yeah. I don't think it's shady.
Nene shouldn't have held it in. Nene should have just said it right there and then, like, girl, that was shade. That was shade, and I didn't like that because, you know, I've been working really hard at Swag Boutique.
So if she owned Fashion Nova, would that be shade? Because Fashion Nova is $30.
No. Here's the thing.
You don't diss your friends on national TV. I don't think it's dissing.
I didn't like how Nene came after her, though.
You called her brand cheap, essentially.
Basically.
That's what I
didn't like, though, is how Nene came for her so hard, talking about ignorance and stuff. Like, girl, you should have just kept it 100, and it could have been light. Like, save the real drama and, like, ignorant comments for some real drama. You know what I mean? But that's your friend. You guys bringing each other in. Like, let's just be cool for now.
Yeah.
So Tanya does need to calm down. And let's move on from the fashion, because I need something else other than good outfits. Because these storylines, they need to be a little bit more crunk. Let's talk about predictions, and then we're going to wrap, and we'll see you guys next Sunday.
Now, you're After Buzz TV.
What do you guys want to see from the rest of the season, and what do you think is going to really happen with Candy and Portia?
All right, I think Candy and Portia are going to, like, it's always on me. Okay, Candy and Portia are going to beef. I think that relationship is gone. The ship has sailed. I don't know how long Candy, how many seasons is Candy going to ride Portia for a storyline? I have no idea. So I let that go. I actually think Shamari has some crazy digs towards Portia that seem to come out of nowhere. I actually think Shamari and Portia are going to get into it, because even in the confessional, she's like, I would have been there for it. Like, Shamari, I don't know. I mean, step on her neck, Portia, once you have your baby. Like, she's irking me. But go ahead.
Shamari's ready to go with someone. She's ready to, like, have her peach.
She's trying to bring it.
I don't think she necessarily has a problem with Portia. I think she just, is just trying to keep that peach, honey. I just want to see Candy have something else going. For someone who's so successful, I want them to focus on something else besides Portia, because I'm tired of it. It's annoying.
Yes. I think they will, and I think that I don't think Cynthia and Mike Kill are going to last. I think it's the infatuation stage. I think, you know, the long distance and the whole, like, incompatibility once they get into each other's presence will kind of, like, dwindle down. I don't think it will last.
Well, you guys are saying that Nene started with Tanya first, and I get it, yeah. But you guys know how Nene is, and she's bringing you on the show, so you got to kiss her booty a little bit. Thank you, Nene. And then come after her. You guys know the rules.
Yeah, you do.
So, I don't know. I think this Candy and Portia thing will go on for a little bit longer, just because there's a lot of history there. This isn't the first time that they've gone into it, so I just really feel like it's going to go down again. The reunion's going to be hot. They're going to go after it. But, yeah, I feel like the season does need to step it up a tiny little bit. Yep. Hopefully an upcoming trip will shake it up. Mm. And we'll see you guys next Sunday. I am your host, Hollywood Leah. Make sure to follow me on all social media platforms. Be here with us. We really appreciate you guys giving us love and staying with us in the chat, downloading us on iTunes, Spotify, and on all the things we really appreciate. Make sure to give us a thumbs up and share this link on Twitter. Tell the people, put the link on the blogs and be like, see what these guys are talking about.
Hello.
Yes.
We want some comments. We want y'all in there. Give us some love. We really appreciate it. Follow me and my girls, Hollywood Leon.
What's up, party people? Follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. Catch me on Sundays for Ray Donovan. And Saturday, January 19th, I'll be at Flappers Comedy Club.
Oh!
And you guys can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
And guys, we want to go viral. Make sure you definitely tweet this, share it, do whatever you got to do. Team Candy right here, Miss Conversation
Team Piece. Portia all day,
Instagram me Conversation Piece, like a piece of cake, or Twitter MISS Combo Piece. We'll see you next week.
Bye, you guys.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.